encounters with extraterrestrials. There have been a lot more encounters with extraterrestrials than most of us suspect. A man named Johnson had broken his back and had other injuries. He was visited by an alien who took him up to a ship filled with aliens and humans in lab coats. The alien attached very painful devices to his back and pulled his head back, and he said he experienced terrible pain, but once disconnected, almost all of his original pain left him. Basically, the alien had cured him. My question is, how come human scientists, if that is what they were also on the ship with aliens? There have been times when others have also reported seeing extraterrestrials and humans working together. This certainly shoots holes in the idea the government knows nothing about UFOs. One abductee had a lot to say about being abducted by extraterrestrials. She said she knew the aliens called them abductions. They refer to this as a process and very interestingly as gathering the children. This seems to me to indicate they have had at least a hand in our development, and it also seems to me this is an indication that we are somehow related to them. One of the very first abduction cases written about was the case of Betty and Barney Hill. This is perhaps one of the most famous abduction cases. At first, neither of them had remembered they had been taken from their car and subject to tests and returned. They had this nagging feeling of lost time and terrible dreams. After retrograde hypnosis, the lost memories began to appear. One of the key things that Betty remembered, besides the fact the captain of the ship had been nice to her, was the fact there was a star map on the wall of the ship, and when she asked the captain about it, he said this was where they came from. Years were spent by an amateur astronomer trying to match it up, and then she finally succeeded. The map was known as the Fish Map, and indicated the aliens came from Zeta 2 Reticuli. One of the reasons the Hills thought something happened to them was her dress somehow got ripped and his shoes were scuffed. I have a burning question about this. The Hills report was considered the first authentic abduction case in modern times by many. Since we believe we know where the aliens came from and it was about 39 light years away, why haven't we heard anything about sending signals to that area? It would seem that area should be a prime target. How would we know if we met an alien from a much more advanced race than ours, if it was biological or some sort of robot, or a cyborg? The popular theory among some scientists today states more than likely it would be a sort of cyborg and might have elements of biology, mechanics and electronics. As a matter of fact, some think the race known as the Greys, which seem to have the most interactions with humans, are some sort of robot. This is based on the emotionless interactions in situations like abductions and other encounters. One thing we have to remember is not everyone reports a UFO sighting and not everyone reports an extraterrestrial contact, whether it is an abduction or some other type of contact, so these numbers could be far larger than we think. Not everyone feels comfortable with others knowing what happened to them because they don't want to be considered crazy. In 1961, a man named Joe Simonton was sitting outside his home. He heard a noise and looked up and saw a UFO hovering over his roof. It was chrome color, and he watched as it landed. The landing spot was right in his backyard. He saw three men inside who he said looked Italian. Either Italy had some incredibly technology or these were aliens. The aliens motioned to him they needed water and handed him a container. He filled it and gave it back to them. The aliens gave him a type of pancake in return, got into their ship, and flew away. The military investigated the story and listed it as unexplained. There is a story about the famous astronaut Gordon Cooper. He was at a dry lake but when a UFO landed right in front of him. There were cameramen there who immediately started to film the UFO. A few seconds later the UFO proceeded to fly away. Cooper said he saw the negatives and held them up to the light and they were perfect and close up. What happened to that film? There is no doubt NASA knows some UFOs, which they now call UAPs, are extraterrestrial. I point to the fact they appointed a director of UAP research. If any agency has been exposed to more UAP sightings than NASA, I would like to know who they are. Of course, I am not talking about the military, who could be exposed to UAPs almost every day or more. I find it curious, since there are other government agencies who now have departments assigned to monitor UAPs, that NASA would think it also needs one. Could there be some interdepartmental rivalry going on? A former Israeli official said the United States has been in contact for years with the Galactic Federation and they don't believe we are quite ready to join. The former official, who is currently a professor, is named Hameshed. He was in a position to know because he was the head of the Israeli space program for over 30 years. He also claimed Israel is also in contact with extraterrestrials. This begs the question, however, why, if extraterrestrials think we are not ready to join them and want the fact we are making contact, why are they appearing all over the Earth and even challenging our planes? This just doesn't seem to agree with the keep it secret part of the mystery. This leads me to think there is more to this than is let on. Could extraterrestrials be trying to get all the nations on Earth to submit to one government? This might be one of the things they think is necessary for more stability before they let us join their federation. This is only a guess, of course, and could be entirely wrong, but it is a thought. Aliens might not understand the fact people in different parts of the world value their country's principles.